News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department are going to start off with a couple of reviews of traffic accidents and some lessons possibly learned, so maybe we'll prevent some the next time around.
Yes, we worked several accidents yesterday, but two I wanted to talk about. One was an auto bicycle accident, which happened on 28th and Brazos. Vehicle was traveling west on 28th, and the bike was traveling south on Brazos. The bicyclist failed to yield the right way and didn't stop at the stop sign and struck the vehicle. And the bicyclist was admitted to St. Joseph Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But it just wanted me to touch on, it reminded me to touch on bicycle safety. And one, to wear a helmet, wear bright clothing so that people can see you, and obey all traffic laws. So if you're riding in the roadway, you are a vehicle. So you have to be traveling with traffic. You're supposed to be stopping at stop signs, at stoplights, and yielding to other traffic when it calls for it. So, and I was never a bicyclist, but here lately I've started riding my bike, and it reminds me how you're never seen. I mean, you should assume at all times that they do not see you, and it's just herring. You know, people will be backing out of the driveways because they don't see you. So you've got to really be on high alert when you're riding a bicycle.
And almost to some certain degree, that would also apply to motorcycles, wouldn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. Motorcycles are very hard to see and are, you know, involved in accidents from time to time. So we want to make sure that bicyclists and motorcyclists are safe.
Another crash that took place, I understand, due to a tire blowout.
Yes. On Highway 6, we had a vehicle that was traveling northbound. Tire blew out, caused the vehicle to roll over. And both occupants were taken to St. Joe's. One male occupant was treated and released, and the other female occupant, she was admitted, but it was more of a precautionary sake due to other issues. So it just made me want to remind you to check your tires, make sure that they are properly inflated, one, and also make sure that the tread on them is acceptable. And the best way to tell if you don't want to take it into a service station is do the penny test. Take a little penny, put it in between the tread, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, and put him upside down, if you can see all of his head, then that means your tread is too low. So it should be covering up part of Lincoln's head on that penny. So make sure your tires are inspected well.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, you have a story to share of a Good Samaritan in reverse.
Yes, one of our officers, Officer Melinda Hayes, she was driving into work this morning and noticed she had a flat tire. She pulled over on the service road and as she was trying to change her tire, a Good Samaritan stopped out to help her. You know, and it's so often that we as police officers are always helping stranded motorists. And this time the tables were turned. Someone was helping our officer as she was stranded on the side of the road. And then it was funny because I ran into the same person later, not knowing who he was. I was talking to someone else about the flat tire incident. And he was like, oh, yeah, I helped her change the tire. And he refused to give me his name, so I can't thank him by name. But he did, you know, when I asked him, or in the middle of our conversation, he said it was the right thing to do. And so we want to thank him for helping us out.
All right. The time period is still going on where those who might be interested in joining the Bryan Police Department have that opportunity.
We are accepting applications for approximately another month, all the way through February 25th. Then we will be having a test on March 7th, and that includes a Scantron test. And then if you pass that, you go on to the physical test, which is sit-ups, push-ups, and a mile-and-a-half run. If you have any questions about testing or what's involved in the process, please contact Officer Lori Burnt at 209-5323, and you can get that application online at bryantx.gov.
Finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 600 block of East William Joe Bryan, which is 35 miles per hour, near Sue Haswell Park, and the 4100 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour near Rosemary.
And there's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.